Before he left for the U.S., Administrator Paul Bremer signed off on a drastic overhaul of Iraq's Soviet-style economy. The plan throws open the doors to foreign investment in all parts of the country's economy, except oil and other natural resources. There's no limit on foreign ownership. Profits can be sent out of Iraq immediately, and no preference will be given to local Iraqi companies. Jeffrey Sachs is an expert in international development and director of the Earth Institute at Columbia University. He joins us now from New York. Professor Sachs, some bold moves here, to say the least. Are people taking this plan seriously?
I suppose that they're taking it seriously because this is what the U.S. occupation authority is doing, but I doubt that the Iraqi people are going to take it too seriously.
The provisional authority says that we're looking not so much at an international development task, but a real investment opportunity. If that's to take place, what needs to happen first?
I think the provisional authority has to lead, first of all, because one of the most basic aspects of real economic governance is that it requires legitimacy. And the U.S. occupation does not have legitimacy. So economic policies pursued by the U.S. in the name of the U.S. or signed by the U.S., as this particular declaration was, is simply not going to work on the ground, in part because of its provenance.
But the administration certainly would argue that they need international support and international help to rebuild Iraq, a country that really is on its knees at this point. They would say this is a step in the right direction.
The first thing that Iraq needs is to be able to pump the oil. The reason that it can't pump the oil now is not the lack of foreign investment, but the fact that the pipelines keep getting blown up and the power to actually work the oil fields doesn't work because the power pylons keep getting blown up. So we have a very basic political problem here and security problem, not a problem of lack of foreign investment right now.
Well, the other thing that the administration perhaps would point to is the fact that Iraqis worked on this proposal.
Well, maybe they did, but I don't think the Iraqi people worked on it very much. To pretend that this is somehow truly an Iraqi proposal would be a rather stunning claim when virtually nobody knew about it before Bremer himself signed it. And even the U.S. Lead ally in this, the United Kingdom, was unaware of this until today.
But if you look ahead, and you know, with the idea toward privatization, that's certainly not an easy process, and one would only have to look to Russia to see how difficult that can be.
I've seen privatizations close up in all the continents of the developing world, and privatization can be very important, but it can be terribly abused and misused, as it was in Russia. That would be the situation in Iraq if there were really an attempt in a very short order to privatize Iraqi assets and enterprises. There would be very little safeguard against the incredible wheeling and dealing that would occur, including wheeling and dealing, by the way, by U.S. interests. And there are no safeguards at the moment that would prevent that.
You pointed to some of the problems that we saw in Russia and concerns that some of these things take place behind closed doors or under the table. How do you prevent that from happening in Iraq?
The way that you prevent that from happening anywhere is to have an open process with the real civil society participating, watching, competing, and blowing the whistle. And that is not something that is going to happen in Iraq in the coming months, even in the next couple of years, which is why the privatization process should be viewed as something that will take place over a number of years, not something that's going to take place in the next few months.
Mr. Sachs, thank you very much.
Good to talk to you.
Jeffrey Sachs is director of the Earth Institute at Columbia University.